MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast listeners, Eddie O'Day calling in from Butte. Got in here around 12:30, 1 a.m. last night. I was, had a good day, a few bad moments, but overall good day. I rolled out of Lincoln feeling pretty fresh, and it's a little chilly as usual, but you know, just kind of plugged away at those first three passes over to Helena, and then just had a beautiful tailwind and you know, slight descent down into Helena. Out on the highway, got in there and went to first a great Divide Cyclery in downtown, and they just immediately worked on my bike, got my drivetrain sorted out to re-lube things real quick, which was awesome and greatly appreciated. And then you know, grabbed some lunch and then ran out to the post office and picked up a couple packages I had sent to myself there, some Infinite Nutrition. I'm just getting totally tired of Gatorade constantly. So back to my preferred fuel sources. So Infinite Nutrition and salted Snickers bars seems to be my favorite things right now. Then a pair of fresh shorts, which just was a life changer. So confessional, I forgot my shorts when I flew up to Banff, and I had to go to a local store and buy some, which... Yeah, they were decent shorts, but just not, you know, 700-mile shorts. And they were just starting to eat me up after about day three. By the time I got into Helena yesterday, it was just painful to just – it's really more the process of sitting down and or standing up. As long as I was in one or those positions, or, I was good. But it was the moving back and forth, and it was just sharp pains, not fun. So, God, I put these Fusion SLI shorts on that I should have had from the get-go, and immediately it was like a saddle source didn't exist. You know, I'm a big fan of chamois butter, but no 12-ounce tube of anything is going to make a cheap pair of shorts an amazing pair of shorts. And so excited to have these shorts. So I just kind of busted up the first climb out of Helena there, and then up Lava Mountain. All of that went really well. Lava Mountain's beautiful, and technical parts at the top were a little tough at altitude, but didn't seem to hurt me too bad. But coming down the backside towards Basin, I did crash, overcooked a turn in the gravel, and ended up laying it down, got a nice raspberry on my hip for it. But other than that, it seems to be nothing too bad, and thankfully I went down on the non-drive side, so the bike's all intact as well. Folks in Basin were so hospitable, and they did complain that Matthew Lee didn't talk more about them in his documentary, but I promised him I had nothing to do with that, and they helped me out with some water. And then rolled on to Butte, got in kind of late-ish last night. Definitely took a lot longer to get through, like to where the hotels are across town, I guess, than I expected. I was all excited. I was rolling up around 11:30, up on over the city, and it was beautiful, and it's all lit up, and they've like decorated the power line towers, and just, it's really, I don't know, it's something to check out if you're ever in the area. Drive up to the Butte that's over the top of the city. It's very pretty. But anyways, it's a very convoluted route after that, of, you know, little bits of single track and bike paths and just back roads, which is great. You know, keeps you alive. But it was just kind of tough navigating in dark, and I was so ready to sleep. I thought I was there. So it took me about another hour to get over here with it. Short stop at Safeway. So anyways, that's my long story. I made it over here to Butte, had a good day, got a ton of climbing in, feeling good, getting ready to roll out and try to push on towards close to Polaris tonight, and we'll see how that works out. So thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.